Hello.
Hi.
Welcome to the Space Between Words. We're excited you're joining us.
It had been a minute.
It's been a minute. We have started a new year. We've taken a break, a good long break.
Good long break. Yes, we did.
You actually took 2 weeks off.
2 weeks off. All I wore was sweatpants and Hokas and made lots of sourdough.
And lots of sourdough.
2 weeks.
Wow.
It was glorious.
Do you feel like you've gotten more knowledge on how to create sourdough?
Yeah, I've diversified, expanded how to use sourdough starter in different applications.
Wow.
So, yeah. So, I used to make a lot of sourdough bread, okay, which I've done for years. Canish would make sourdough pancakes, which are exceptional. But then we got into sourdough bagels. Oh. And that's a whole nother experience.
Do you have to, do you form it and roll it? All the things?
Full on bagels.
Okay.
Yeah.
I
make the whole, but when you cook it, the whole closes up. So when you cut it, when you smear cream cheese, doesn't fall through the hole.
Interesting.
Yes. Okay. So sourdough bagel and then garlic knots. Sourdough garlic knots.
Okay.
Made in my pizza oven.
Wow.
Shayna, I'm not exaggerating. So my family all come to my house for a week, slumber party. My adult children, my oldest daughter who's married, everyone comes over. We slumber party at our house for a week.
Okay.
We made so much good food. Everybody took turns making all these amazing meals.
Wow.
At the end of the week, we all said, what was our favorite meal this week? Everyone said garlic knots.
Really?
It was life-changing.
Wow.
So anyways, so we have found a new, sourdough, lots of sourdough. It was
lots
so
of
much
sourdough.
Mm-hmm.
Didn't know what day it was.
Lost track of what day it was, which is that's when you know you've checked out.
You've checked out.
Yeah. How about you? How was your break?
No, it was the same. It was so great, and we stayed home, and we didn't do anything.
Mm-hmm.
I will say, this is my confession, and I did let a few people know this. So my kids were gifted a Nintendo Switch. We have not had any kind of video games in our house, right?
Do you even have a TV?
We do. I do. It's on the wall. It's on the living room wall. Yeah.
Okay.
It's not like the spotlight in the room,
for sure.
I don't
know if you're an anti-TV fan.
No, I'm not. But we were gifted that. And then someone gifted us Mario Kart.
Yes.
And then also Mario Wonderland, which is basically like a typical Mario game. Mm-hmm. I'm not going to lie. I beat it in a day.
The Wonderland or Mario Kart?
Wonderland. I beat it in a day. I played
how many hours?
10 hours straight.
You played Shayna Acosta, the anti-TV family.
I haven't done that in like, I don't know. It's Isn't been it, since I was like a child.
You just disappeared.
I disappeared and my kids were like, are you going to let us play? And I said, nope.
No.
I had to, yeah.
What did your husband think?
He laughed. He thought it was great.
You played 10 hours.
10 hours.
Was this 10 hours straight?
Yes.
That's amazing.
I stopped to eat and go to the bathroom and that's about it. But yeah.
Wow.
You just needed some
gaming time.
Yeah, I didn't realize that, but I felt very proud.
Are you looking at other games to purchase now?
No. But I loved it because we had some of my kids' friends come over, and they're like, "You beat this in a day!" And then they went to their parents, I guess that play these games, and they were like, "Do you know the Shayna beat this in a day?"
You're a legend now.
Yeah, I am. But then they said, "Well, we didn't do that because we didn't have the time to do that." And then I felt really bad. So it's fine.
You're on a break. Whatever. Yeah, that's amazing. Okay.
Yeah. So that's my confession.
So you're kind of a gamer now.
I am. Mario.
You're a gamer.
Yeah. No, I mean
you enter your name in, and so it's logged in somewhere.
Yes.
Okay. So
yeah. It's in there somewhere. But also, I just like the original Nintendo. That's how old I am.
Mm-hmm.
I spent a lot of time beating Mario 1, 2, 3, mm-hmm, right? Like all of the things.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to play. I don't even really enjoy Mario Kart, actually. Like, it's fine.
Whoa.
I know.
You can't say that. That's like
I'm
one of the best
horrible
games.
At it.
Oh, well, then that's why.
That's why. Yeah. I know. I keep thinking I'm going to get better at it. I just am not a good.
So like Mario Kart and Tetris.
I love Tetris.
We're like the most addictive games.
Yes.
And when you close your eyes at night, that's all you see.
Yeah.
Like those two games were so addictive.
Yes. So. I agree. But
do they make Tetris?
That would be one
that's
I would purchase.
That's
yeah,
a dangerous
yeah,
purchase.
Yeah. Because I'm really competitive with Tetris, actually. That's one of the things. Anyways.
Have you seen the movie about Tetris?
No.
It's a great movie. I'm forgetting the name of it. It looked like it says Tetris, but it's in Russian. Incredible movie on how the game was made and the political war between Russia and America over this game, the
really?
Gaming rights. Oh, it's fascinating. Incredible film. I forget the name of it.
Interesting.
But anyway, just Google Tetris movie.
Okay.
And I highly recommend it.
That's
very
awesome.
Good movie.
That's
pretty
cool.
Crazy.
Okay. Well, there's how I ended 2024.
Yeah. I mean, I think we talked about, we didn't even host a New Year's Eve thing. No, we normally do every year. This year, we just Candace and I.
Yeah.
And it was wonderful.
It was
great. Yeah. It was a great break. So happy to end the year that way. It was needed to rest.
Yeah.
And then I was also excited about 2025, and here we are, and we're kicking off.
You can feel the energy.
Feel the energy?
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was cool. We had youth last night, and you could feel the energy with the kids. I don't know. It just is, you can feel people are, like, motivated. They got their rest, and now they're ready to run, and I'm excited.
I don't remember this much amped upness last year.
No.
There was some, but for some reason, maybe because 2024 is such a unique year.
Yeah.
Everybody was ready for just the page to turn. At least I was.
I was.
And so maybe that's what it is. But there definitely, that seemed to be the rhetoric right now.
Yeah.
People are really excited about this year.
And I don't know why, but fives and zeros in the years, like, you know, 2020, we all thought it's going to be perfect vision and then all the things. And that we saw how that turned out. But anyways, now we got 5 years later.
We're 9 days in. So 9 days in, hey.
It's not been bad.
Not bad.
I'm not mad about it. We do have a snow apocalypse coming to the south.
Ice-mageddon.
Ice-mageddon, is that what we're calling
it? Well, that's what Evan called it, so I'm just rolling with that.
Okay. We're gonna pray that it is more snow than ice, but so far we'll see.
I prefer snow.
Yes. Yeah, for sure. But yeah, that's what we're looking forward to. No toilet paper in Costco, no bread, no butter. It's all gone.
It's all the things.
Which I also heard a few people say this, but I'm a little PTSD from Hurricane Helene because I was like, oh, it's going to rain. And so I'm going to go to the grocery store and get a bunch of food. And we're going to sit. We're going to eat. And so I went to the grocery store the day before. And then the power went out for 9 days. And so we just dumped all of that. Like, it was just like, you know, throwing away money.
Buy. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's wintertime, so that helps.
Yeah. So then you can just stick it outside. Yeah.
So
in the snow or the ice. Yeah. So we're motivated. We're actually doing something really crazy. Mm-hmm. First time ever in 2025. Mm-hmm. We are doing our first conference as studio.
I know. Our first one.
Yeah.
It's happening.
How do you feel about that?
All the above.
Okay.
All the above. A little bit of anxiety. Oh my gosh, what are we doing? Are we ready for this? It's time.
Yeah.
It's time to do this.
Yeah.
And I feel that way with any new venture. You know, it's like I have all the emotions all at once. But this one feels coming from a deeper place of conviction.
Okay.
And I think transferring that conviction and the dream behind the event itself is the challenge to do. And because the word conference can be so, another conference. But I actually feel like we're doing something that I think it's really cool. I think it's going to be an extraordinary time.
Yeah.
And well, our first one is coming up.
So give us first, before we jump in and dive into what we're dreaming about, what's the name, the time, the date, all of that. Let's get that in so that people can hear.
Yep. So it's Inspire. Mm-hmm. Inspire Conference. And it's April 2nd through the 4th.
Okay.
It's here in Greenville. And we're going to meet at our building. We wanted to do something downtown here, but the venue just weren't lining up. And we thought, you know, we have a building that works great. It kind of fits our ethos and our vibe.
Yeah.
And so we're going to hold it at Taylor's Mill. And if you're listening, you're going to want to be here.
You want to be there.
Especially for the first time around.
Yeah.
It's going to be a creative experience. And I think there's some cool components we have within it. But you can go to studioconferences.com and you can buy your tickets now. Prices are just going to continue to go up. And right now, I think today it's at $109 for a ticket, which in a conference world,
for 3 days,
that's a steal.
Yeah.
That's a steal.
Yeah.
And we have amazing people coming.
I know. I'm like, for what's happening, when you know the details, you're like, that's an amazing deal. Yeah.
How many cappuccinos is that? That's going to be.
I love that you did that.
That's how I equate. Like, we made an announcement.
No, I know. I heard you the other day.
Like, that is 6 cappuccinos.
Yes.
Do you want to change your life or have 6 cappuccinos?
Don't ask me. I'm not sure.
No, because cappuccino do change your life.
Yeah, no, I was going to say.
Anyway,
it depends
point
on.
Is,
yes.
$109 is really not much in the conference world, and especially for who we have coming. And it's going to be fun. It's going to be an adventure.
Okay. So what made you create this event? What made you inspired by doing this? Like,
Yeah, I mean, studio has the word creativity, imagination, wonder, curiosity. That's a big part of our DNA.
Yeah.
And the word itself, studio, it lends itself in that direction. And when we all moved here, we're stacking up time now.
Yes.
I always felt like we need to put a flag in the ground. We need to put a stake in the ground on the East Coast that is a rally point for people that see the world differently, and are deeply curious about the wonder of God and want to see how it plays out in their life through creativity, through entrepreneurship, through raising family, just in all the aspects of life, whether pastors, leaders, I mean, just pick one and fill in the blanks. But that put a flag in the ground for people that see the world differently and want to help create the future.
That's cool.
And not just manage and maintain and preserve, but to also create something and to take adventure and risk. I've always felt that from day one. But obviously starting studio, it requires
foundation.
It's like 110%.
Yeah.
And so, but now we're 3 years in, and I actually felt like for our community, for studio, it's also, I think, you know, people, the timing right. And I tend to lean towards, let's just go for it and find out versus be cautious. And yes. So I'm definitely leaning that direction.
Yeah.
I do think the timing is important. It's going to stretch us internally, organizationally, administratively. It's going it's
all
doing that
things.
Already.
Yes.
All the things.
Yeah.
But I like the idea of adventure and risk. And
yeah.
So, but what I'm trying to say is I actually think it's a part of creating the space of the studio. It's a part of us. We've talked about it. We've alluded to it. We've done you and Adam have done a bunch of things that's been really helpful. And I think this is just like, okay, let's put a big flag in the ground and just kind of make this thing, this is something.
Yeah.
And so doing an event like this just kind of forces us to get everything in place for it. And so, yeah, so that's the heart behind it. It put a flag in the ground and felt like this was the year to do it.
Yeah. I love that because, you know, we kind of joke that if you want your house clean, then you invite guests in, right?
100%.
And so I feel like that's it. Like, we've been talking about all the creative stuff and inspiring humanity, all of these things. And so it's like, well, we should just invite people in and then we have to get it ready. And it's the best way to do it.
Oh, exactly. Like, even our language and our philosophy on it, as well as like, man, we wanted to do this to our building. We should probably do this before April.
Yeah, it's so helping all it's of so that. True. I love that. So I think even after this, that studio gets to kind of live in all of the things that we're doing for it. So it's kind of cool.
Yeah.
What would you say, like, if people are coming to this event, what would be the main concept or theme of the event?
Yeah, I mean, the phrase that we kind of ran with, all it takes is a spark. Sometimes it takes a spark to change the world.
Mm-hmm.
And we created this frame around it. It's a 2.5-3-day journey to explore the intersection of spirituality and creativity. And we want to create space to rethink how faith and cities interact.
Wow.
So just really rethinking that.
Okay.
And I think to go a little farther, it would be how do we take our craft, our work, our imagination, our ideas, who we are as humans, our essence, and how do we see that affect and change cities and humanity? How do we move the needle from these statistics to a whole different set of statistics?
Yeah.
And I have been, for as long as I can remember, I just, and partly because how I'm wired, I know that when I get deeply inspired, it changes what I do in my life. And hopefully for the better and for the good.
Yeah.
And so I really have this, I've been realizing as I approach my 50s, we've talked about this, what are the things that are really important to me? And what are the things that I feel like I can bring to the table? And one of those things that I feel like something that I can bring to the table is to bring inspiration to people to help them chart their course and to find out why they're alive, to find their essence. So that's why we called it Inspire.
Yeah.
I feel like it's a place. So I actually believe inspiration is a spark. It's a catalyst. It's catalytic in nature. And so I think so many people have so many dreams and aspirations, but because of different mindsets and paradigms, they don't do anything about it.
Yeah.
So I want to help open up the doors for people and help them to dream about what's possible. And so that's what I want this event to be.
That's cool.
I don't want to just to be inspired. I'm hoping inspired to action.
Yeah.
I know there's people that have dreams for businesses, dreams for ideas and creativity, but it's just sitting in here. It's not going anywhere.
Yeah.
And I feel like this is the time to know that stuff needs to come out of you because you'll find that that's coming from the core of who you are, and that's the best version of yourself.
Yeah.
And so I'm hoping that this event, that we have such an explosion of creativity and ideas or an explosion of permission for people to start doing the thing they dreamed about.
Yeah.
So that's why it's intentionally called Inspire. We want to inspire people to move, to catalyze, to take action.
I mean, we can get into who's coming and all the things that we're doing, but just the very fact of the people that will come to this conference, the energy in that room of like bringing a bunch of people that are excited to take risk, excited to do things creatively, all the different things, putting that kind of people in a close proximity is, you can't leave the same. Mm-hmm. It just won't happen.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, you know, you get a bunch of people that are like dreaming of how they can impact a city. I mean, mm-hmm. how cool is that?
Yeah.
And that just makes it very unique and different.
Yeah. So, I think one of the long-term goals, short-term goals and long-term goals is to create a tribe.
Yeah,
and I think the kind of people we're talking, I believe this event is for everyone. I really do. But for some reason, a lot of people that kind of lean in this direction, they feel alone and isolated. Mm-hmm. And I want to say, you're not alone and isolated. There are so many of us to go around. Let's gather and let's run. I come from a world where you did events and conferences to give something away.
Yes.
This one, I think there's something we have to give away, but I actually feel like we're supposed to call people in and to begin to journey with people for the next 5, 10, 15, 20 years and to begin to create a new future together. So I actually feel one of the results I would love for this event is for people to feel a part of a tribe, connected to a community of people that are passionate about God, passionate about creativity, their faith, and they're passionate about their city and society.
Yeah.
And begin to run with each other instead of being isolated and insulated in our different cities and townships and villages that we all come together. So that's what we're – so I think what you're – like the energy, like, oh, I'm not alone. We're going to run together. So that like-minded people, like-hearted people.
It's going to be incredible. And mm-hmm. I love – I mean, you didn't even want to call it a conference, right? We like wrestled with it. It was going to be called an experience because we want people mm-hmm. to come in and not just get something, but mm-hmm. it let it inspire them to go and make a difference.
Yeah.
And that's what makes this kind of unique. And we use the word conference because it's known and people understand it a little bit better. But that's not technically like they're going to walk into having different experiences, hopefully. Yeah, that's our goal.
I know,
right?
We went back and forth. Yeah. I think we both like inspire experience. But like, what is that?
Yeah.
We got to throw the word conference in. So I think it's an inspire conference and experience.
That's cool.
And so, yeah. So that's our heart. And so,
Amazing.
The conference and experience, that's really what we're trying to do.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So we're breaking it up into different. Mm-hmm. You want to go with, first of all, just kind of break it into like what we're doing, and then we can kind of dive into how we're doing it.
Yeah. So 2.5 days.
Yeah.
It's Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. And the time that we spend together will be mixed between keynote speakers, mm-hmm. which we're going to have a handful of those, which are just going to be everybody together and like a normal session.
Yeah.
We're definitely going to have worship. We believe worship is a beautiful moment, presence of God and all those things. And our studio team is going to do that.
That's so fun.
Very excited for them.
Yeah.
And same thing. It's like, okay, we got to get our stuff in order, you know, because people are coming into our house.
I know,
so it's really fun.
It's
so
really great.
Everybody's kind of leveling up.
Yeah,
which is really fun to watch.
Yeah, I love that.
Definitely going to have worship. And then we're going to do, there's three unique components, distinct components. One of the experiences, meetups, and labs.
Yeah.
And labs are going to be your like workshop. You're going to sit in a room with someone that's good at a topic or a skill or an expert, and they're going to teach you about a topic, all the way from how to unlock your imagination, all the way to emotional health, all the way to how to hear from God. I mean, just so many different avenues to go in that. And some of them may be actually on a specific skill or a craft. So labs are going to be like your workshops. I'm going to sit in more of a classroom kind of setting.
Yeah.
Meetups, Dashi, I think it's going to be a really fun component. The goal is to create spaces where you can meet up with people that are like-minded.
That's cool.
Like-hearted.
Yeah.
And for some people, for example, maybe all the graphic designers can meet up and they can begin to dream and build a community together.
Yeah.
Then you have the songwriters. Or you just have people that are passionate about doing good in their city through philanthropy. So we're creating these moments of meetups. Mm-hmm. They're going to be informal but structured times. Yeah. I was actually just at an event a few months ago in Atlanta, and they called them something else, but very similar. It was very informal. Grab a chair, meet over in that whatever outside, meet in that corner, and it was on different topics. And someone led the discussion, but it was all of us talking about what we're learning, what we need to grow in, and what tool do you use to do this?
Yeah.
And it was a really beautiful, informal, structured time, and you meet a lot of really cool people.
Yeah.
And so that's what meetups are going to be. Okay. Experiences is the part that's, that I'm very excited about.
Yeah, I am too.
I was thinking months ago about this, and I thought to myself, what would it have been like to be able to sit and watch Michelangelo sculpt David?
Yeah.
What would it have been like to just sit in the room and watch him?
Yeah.
And then to be able to interact with him and ask him questions. What was going through your mind when you decided to make the right arm bigger than the left arm?
Yeah.
And why is that one vein in that arm's popping up?
Yeah.
Like, what would like Major, being, what would it have been like to just get into his heart and mind and the agony and the joy and the beauty of creating this, what we call one of the greatest masterpieces. I've seen it with my own eyes. I remember staring at it for about an hour. I just couldn't stop looking at it. It was just a masterpiece. So I think, man, what would it have been like to sit with someone like him? And so what if we created these experiences where we have people that are really good at what they do?
Yeah.
And people that come to inspire, they can sit in a room or sit in a space with this person, expert, craftsman, and watch and listen to them as they're crafting and creating and or telling them they'll create a process of how they do what they do.
That's amazing.
So we have five right now, and we may add one or two more. And I just met with one of them this morning, and it's going to be special. And that, if I were to say, what's the one thing in our event, I think our content's going to be world-class.
Yeah.
I think the keynotes are going to be amazing. I think the labs and the meetups are going to be solid. But I think the experiences, we're taking a risk.
We are.
We're taking these people that some of them are public speakers and some of them aren't.
Yeah.
But they're really good at what they do. One of our guys is one of the best coffee roasters in the world.
Mm-hmm.
And he's going to take you into his mind and try and reveal to you what it takes to do this. And that's exciting. It's a big risk, but my goal was that when people come to that, they get inspired for sure. Mm-hmm. But it starts to open up possibilities of how to create the future through their own life. And so, yeah. Share your thoughts.
No, I love all of that. I think what's interesting, there's a couple of things that you were saying. One of them is when we talk to artists in a specific vein, that we say like, hey, if you are low on your creativity, go get inspired by watching some other art form.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's great to be inspired by the realm that you're in, but sometimes there's an unlocking or something that kind of shifts when you watch something that's in a whole different vein of mm-hmm. what you do,
mm-hmm.
which I love, because the experiences that we're doing go from like... Mm-hmm. coffee roasting to design to pottery. I mean, like it's all over the gambit. And mm-hmm. I just think like, don't be discouraged if you look at the experiences and say, oh, there isn't this and that's not what I do. I mean, sitting with experts that have built time in their craft, that is going to unlock something inside of you. Mm-hmm. And to be able to say, oh, wow, I could actually apply this in the what I do. Mm-hmm. So I just think that's going to be incredible. I think the most things I'm excited about is the meetups, because for me, mm-hmm. like in the industry, I say this a lot to people, like, yes, you've got to get your foot in the door the first time that you do anything. But then it's like how you present yourself and carry a network
mm-hmm.
like that. I've gotten like probably 90% of my jobs as a professional choreographer mm-hmm. by networking mm-hmm. and just being polite and mm-hmm. getting to know people. So and easy to work with
mm-hmm.
so that when someone does a job and you have no idea who you're meeting and they're like, oh, I need that choreographer. Then they come back and they're like, hey, you were really easy to work with and mm-hmm. such a good person. So I just get excited about like if we put all of these people in a room mm-hmm. and you actually open up and become vulnerable with mm-hmm. the people around you, you never know what that's going to unlock in your business yeah. or in what you're doing.
Mm-hmm.
Even if it's somebody completely different, you have no idea who you're going to meet in that room.
Right. Yeah.
So I don't know. I think that's exciting to mm-hmm. me. And of course we have you being a keynote speaker, which mm-hmm. is incredible. And we have Erwin McManus.
Yep.
Coming from LA,
mm-hmm.
Which we are praying for LA right now and all of the mm-hmm. things that are happening with the fires. But like we have him coming, mm-hmm. which is incredible.
Yep.
Flying all the way from West Coast to East Coast, which yeah. I like. Yeah.
Yeah. Erwin's coming, good friend. He's a big part of studio, the formation of it. He'd been a rock for us in the last 4 years. And he deeply is involved in our lives and in the heart of what's behind studio.
Yeah. That's
and
cool.
He's also one of the forerunners in the area of creativity and spirituality. Yes. He's a pioneer in that for the last 20, 30 years. And I know a lot of people know of him, and I know there's a lot of people that may have not familiar with him. To me, he's one of the most influential men in my life. He's one of my biggest inspirations, the way he thinks, the way he sees the world, the way he opens up possibilities. It's been so shaping for me. So it's an incredible honor to have him come. And I would tell people, if you need one reason to come, it would be for his sessions alone.
Yeah,
I think the whole event, and I believe in everything else we're doing, but if at anything, what he's cracking into in the last few years, it's just remarkable.
Yeah.
But he's a pioneer in so many ways. And he's a pastor of a church, but he's also a businessman, had multiple businessmen, a bunch of fashion companies. Yeah. He's one of the most sought-after communicators globally in the entrepreneur business space. Yeah. He's so multidimensional, and what I love about him is he has such a heart for what God is doing in the body of Christ, but he believes in humanity, and so he's so diverse in all that he does.
Yeah.
And it's just, it's going to be so much fun to have him here.
That's cool.
So if you're out there listening, I want to encourage you, not going to want to miss because he's coming.
Yeah.
It's going to be a blast.
I think my encouragement too would be not to be deterred by the word inspire if you don't think that you're a creative.
That's brilliant. Mm-hmm.
Because I feel like this is geared for everyone. Mm-hmm. Whether you are even a pastor, I think it's almost essential that mm-hmm. you come. Pastors, listen. Yeah.
I think
it's important that you be there.
All pastors should be here.
Oh, 100%.
I really
do. You want to impact your city because things are just shifting and we have to get in culture.
Mm-hmm.
And if you don't, then you're just going to create this weird land that no one comes to anymore. So you have to get into culture.
And I think pastors learning how to create environments that value people that see the world differently. The creative, the entrepreneurs, the people that just want to take a look at society differently, you want to create a space for them because they can do a lot in a city.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. No, I'm that mm-hmm. that excites me. But I just want to say that to everybody mm-hmm. that's listening yep. that you do not have to be a creative. Mm-hmm. And when we say creative, we want you to tap into the very fact that the creator that created all of this. Mm-hmm. You're a part of him, yeah. and he's put that creativity inside of you.
Yeah.
And so how can you pull that out as a doctor or as an architect or whatever it is that you do, even in real estate? I feel like, you know, if you mm-hmm. we have a bunch of realtors that come to mm-hmm. our studio as well. And I just felt like, man, you guys need to come and be inspired by and meet people in your city,
yeah.
Especially mm-hmm. for the people that live yeah. here in Greenville. Mm-hmm. It's such a...
You said something a minute ago about... the intersectionality of fields and ideas.
Yes.
And I think that's something that's really important to bring up. And I think, you know, for example, when we have the actual event, I'm going to tell people, if you know nothing about coffee or you know nothing about pottery or nothing about art galleries yeah. or cars, and we have all these experiences, you should go to the one you have no familiarity with.
Yes.
Because when you start intersecting with other thoughts, other people, other fields,
yeah.
The ideas start to explode.
Yeah.
Instead of, okay, well, I'll go to the one that makes sense to me. So I think we're trying to create this event where you get exposed or confronted with different ways of thinking, different processes, and yeah. different types of expressions.
Yeah.
And you'll find that it will unlock something. It will catalyze something inside of you. And so I think what you said, I wanted to come back to that just yeah. for a second, but I think that's really valuable and important.
Yeah. Because I know quite a few of the people that are doing the experiences, and one of them, the Kylie, who's doing the pottery. Mm-hmm. Man, the patience that it takes yes. to do pottery, and that one movement can cause your entire thing to mess up, mm-hmm. and that you can actually tell by the clay, like how you are, if you have anxiety, stress. She was just telling me all these things. And so it's impacted by how you hold it. And I'm like, wow, I had no idea. So you have to get into a place mentally before you start throwing clay, so that you don't mess it up by your anxiety or whatever you're carrying. And I'm like, that has such a deeper meaning. And so I'm like, hello, you could apply that to any area of your life. So I just, again, yeah, like that's just going to be such a cool thing. Yeah. I just want to go to all of them. I don't know how I'm going to choose.
Oh, I know. It's going to be, yeah. You can just hop around. Do you want to talk about the experiences?
Yeah,
the one
do
we have?
Yeah,
so
let's
we have,
do it.
You mentioned we have Kylie Anspach, yeah. who is an incredible potter. And she is an artist, and Shana just did a beautiful job with that. We're doing that. Then we have another friend, Talon Da Vinci Hawthorne.
Yeah.
He's an up-and-coming art curator, creating these art galleries, incredible experiences. He's disrupting the art scene here in Greenville,
yeah,
and
like
essentially
that.
The South.
Yeah.
And he's a wonderful man. He had an amazing ability to know which art pieces to pull together and how to set it up to create these experiences in galleries. It's a unique skill. I haven't been around a lot of it, but I'm really seeing something on him. I said, would you come in? So he's actually going to build an art gallery at the venue during the experience.
Wow.
He's going to take each person through, this is what I think when I'm setting up an art gallery. So you're going to watch him in action do something
That's
that he
cool.
does here in the city and here in the area. Then we have another friend of mine named Andy Williamson. He's from Charlotte. Mm-hmm. He's done project with Porsche, F1, Red Bull. He's in the auto industry world. But he takes cars and turns them into works of art.
Wow.
Restores them into works of art. But the level of thought, intentionality, and detail that he puts into everything down to which screws, it's remarkable. So he has these show pieces. So he's actually bringing a few of his cars down, and he's going to show. He's going to walk you through the process of how he takes these cars.
Wow.
The other one we have is Sevi Alvarez, mm-hmm. a good friend of mine. He'd worked with a variety of companies, from Louis Vuitton to Fendi to Nike. Antisocial Club. I mean, just the list goes on. And he's going to immerse you into his world. And he actually had one of the top three selling sneakers in 2023.
Yeah.
And so I just met with him this morning, and he's going to take people through the process, the agony and the process
of creating
one of the top selling shoes. And he's going to bring you into his world. And so I think those are the five. Oh, and then Matt Patch with coffee.
Yeah.
And in the wine world, you have what's called sommeliers. Uh-huh. And the certification process to become a sommelier is one of the most rigorous testing processes.
Yeah.
Well, in the coffee world, it's called Q Grader. Well, there's only 7,000 people in the world that have this certification. Well, Matt has that certification.
Wow.
So he's one of the most knowledgeable coffee roasters in the world.
Yeah.
And he's right here in Greenville, a friend of all of ours. He's going to take you through an experience of just coffee.
Yeah.
And you're going to smell and taste and listen to how he's creating some of the most creative, dynamic coffee
so
right
cool.
now. So those are the five that we have right now. I could not be more excited.
No.
And it's going to be a fun time.
It's going to be incredible. I love Matt because, I mean, and this is why we all, if you ever move to Greenville, you become a snob of coffee. And it's like, I don't mean to be whatever, but Matt has like helped with this
culture.
You get
preferences really quick.
You do. Yep. And then you go to other cities and they're like, oh, you want to go to the local coffee shop? And you're like, and you're like, and then I have language now because, you know, you've talked to Matt and you're like, you're not roasting this right. You know, like, and you're like, you kind of become this really bad snob.
Yep.
So we're not doing that. But so how do we get people, like, if you want to enroll, you said you go to the website, you can do that. We also created an Instagram page.
Yep.
Which is what?
Studio conferences.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Yep. So you can follow that and see. We're going to be releasing more information on the experiences soon, all of the things.
The next couple of weeks, we're releasing videoed interviews of all the experienced curators.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And I love this because, you know, like you said, we were wanting to do it downtown, but then we decided to do it in our building. So we have different bays. I'm just trying to describe for people that have never been here. Mm-hmm. We are in a giant mill.
Old mill.
Mm-hmm. That has different bays, so different rooms if you're trying to figure that out. But the first room that we have, Junto Coffee, will be there. And so you can have coffee.
Mm-hmm. We're going to take over the whole coffee shop.
We're taking over the whole coffee shop, which is incredible. So you can get coffee. And then we have hotels on our website that you can go and you need to. I know that we're in Taylor's, but if you haven't experienced downtown Greenville, I recommend. It's only like a 15-minute drive to the mill if you're in downtown. But I recommend you stay downtown.
Yeah, on the website we say we recommend stay downtown because it's one of the coolest emerging cities in the South.
It is.
It's so great coffee, great food, beautiful waterfall, bridge. I mean, it's just so epic.
It is epic.
And but if you don't want to drive 15 minutes, then look up the address and we have that all on the website.
And I'm not downing Taylor's, but I'm just saying, if you want to stay somewhere beautiful, you should go downtown.
Greenville is where you want to be.
Yeah. If you're wanting to be inspired for the weekend.
Yeah.
Then come downtown. That's all I'm going
to
say.
Come to Greenville.
Yes. Okay. So it's $109 right now, right? Mm-hmm. Is that what you said? Mm-hmm. And does it go up?
It goes up to, I think, $129.
Okay.
I forget at what point, but yeah. And so come in groups, bring your teams. And if any pastors, leaders listening to this, tell your church about it and send some of your team, encourage people to come. I'm convinced this is going to be an extraordinary time.
Yeah.
It's going to have a lasting impact on the future of the church.
Is it too soon to ask if you're doing another one?
Let's see how this goes. I don't know why we wouldn't do another one.
I just, it might be.
Yes, it's too soon, but I mean, I don't like doing one-offs that much.
No, I like that. Yeah. I like that. I'm excited about this event mm-hmm. and what we're doing, and it feels very intentional for 2025.
You're going to be teaching a lab.
I am. I'm excited, yeah. mm-hmm. but I think it's just more getting to meet the people that come. I think there's just something about gathering people mm-hmm. and taking risk is in 2025. Mm-hmm. I just encouraging people that like, 2024 was a weird year for a lot of people, but I feel like it was a year of like, kind of like what we did in the last couple of weeks is just rest and like, and mm-hmm. kind of lay low. And I feel like that's in preparation for taking the risk. Yep. And this is such a great conference to go to that will help mm-hmm. inspire you to do that
yep.
and have friends that are doing it with you,
mm-hmm. yeah.
which is always easier when yep. you're in that group.
We're telling people come to the conference and then Sunday we have studio.
Yeah.
So stay through the whole weekend if you want. And you have Saturday to explore Greenville yeah. and have all the amazing coffee and food. And then Sunday you can be with us at the studio and we'd love to celebrate you and
cool.
have a make it a full fun week.
Make it a full fun mm-hmm. week. Yeah. yeah. So, okay. So that's Inspire.
That's Inspire. That's like the infomercial.
That is.
For Inspire Conference.
So awesome. Well, if you, we just want to encourage you to follow, like, subscribe, everything on YouTube. We're also on Apple and Spotify. So like us and follow us. We kind of joked about it. We love comments, but only when they're compliments. Only compliments. We don't want any, don't leave us. Yeah, negative comments. That's not fun. Anyways, but yeah, have a great, yep. great time. Yeah,
thanks everybody for listening. And, yeah.
Hopefully we'll see you in April.
Yeah, we'll see you soon.